Between them, Letho and Colin carried a heap of produce they had gathered. Diderot sorted through it.
Apples, pears, leeks, mushrooms and damsons too. You mean we've got a damson tree out there?
Colin threw his paws wide.
There's more growing on those terraces than you could shake a stick at, me old paddle. The damsons ain't quite ripe yet, but there's plums and all manner of berries out there. I even seen some rancin and hot root blooming among the herbs.
Wulki and Shab entered the cave carrying a woven reed net they had made.
We did a spot of fishing down in that pond, and look at what we got.
Freshwater shrimp. The water's swarming with them, ain't it, Chab?
Aye, no beast fished them for a long time. Did I hear you mention hot root, Colin?
Logo rubbed his paws together gleefully.
I'll go and get some right now. Diderot, do you think there might be some shrimp and hot root soup for breakfast?
The Ottoman wagged a ladle at them.
I might think about it after I've made victuals for the little ones, but you'll have to wait.
Bill Gully shoved Logo toward the water curtain.
Come on, mate. I'll help you gather the hot root. Colin, Letho, are you coming with us?
The outlaw declined Bill's offer.
No, we've got other business today. But while you're out there gathering hot root, see if there's any ingredients that'll help you to brew up some of your gully plug punch.
The jolly old otter slapped his rudder down heartily.
Stand on me whiskers, shellhound. That's a great idea. I'll brew a big barrel of gully plug to celebrate our new home. Come on, Wulki, Chab, lend a paw. You too, Zillow, and you, young Banya.
They splashed through the water cairn, laughing and shouting, all except Banya. Colin waved his oar at her.
Ain't you going with him, young'un?
The tough otter maid winked knowingly at him.
No, I'm going with you and Letho. You two are up to something, so I'm coming along with you.
Letho whispered in her ear.
Then you'd best tread wary and come armed, Banya Streamdog, because we ain't going picking hot roots.
Smiling grimly, Banya patted her sling and stone pouch.
Somehow, I didn't think you were.
The day was fine and the going was easy. By mid-morning, they were skirting the rim of Deep Loch, with the dark, still waters far beneath them. Striding along either side of Letho, his two friends listened as he outlined their mission.
We're bound for the slave compound, behind the fortress. We've got to find a way to free the slaves. Once we've got him away from Felis, we'll be able to take the offensive against him without worrying what that villain would do by taking reprisals and punishing our friends.
They marched onwards, discussing their plans, unaware that they were being closely watched. It was Scorecat Fleng and 8 surviving cat guards of his command. After being vanquished by the otter clans, they had dashed off willy-nilly into the night, expecting to be pursued and slain. Fleng had pushed his guards hard, not stopping until after dawn. They hid amid some rocks, exhausted, defeated, and totally lost. Even when his guards were fit to travel again, Fleng feared returning to the fortress to face Rigu Felis. Despite the fact that the wildcat had deserted him in his patrol, Fleng knew that the warlord would punish him for his failure to stay and do battle with the enemy. So they wandered hither and thither, scavenging for food, uncertain what to do next. They were camped by a stream, which ran through a small copse, when Fleng suddenly realised where he was. Glancing upward, he recognised the high slopes of the hillside, which led up to Deep Loch. He was about to remark to his guards about this, when he spied the three otters leaving the rim and descending the slope toward them. Immediately, he hissed out an urgent command.
Quickly! Hide! Get down and lay low, all of you!
Fleng's thoughts were racing furiously as he whispered further orders.
Don't let the otters see you! Let them pass by us!
Following their leader's command, the cat guards secreted themselves amid the bankside bushes, scarcely daring to draw breath, as Letho and his friends forded the stream and pressed on through the copse. When it was safe to speak, Fleng heaved a sigh of relief. He turned to the 8 guards, smiling craftily.
Well, mates, there goes our ticket back home. I'll wager those 3 are headed for the fortress. So here's what we do. Keep silently on their trail until they're close to the fortress. Then, when I give the word, we cut loose and raise the alarm. Mark my words, we can come out of this as heroes. It's our lucky day. Did you see who one of those otters was? The outlaw, Shellhound. Ah, Lord Felis and Wilmark Scort will be pleased to get their claws on that, And I'll tell them we was the ones who chased the otters into the trap. Right, up on your paws and follow me.